Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
The answer to just about any real estate investing question that you can think of is, it depends. And the question, is this a good deal? No exception. I hear this specific question asked all the time, and I see the question asked in online forums all the time. I mean, all the time. And the answer is completely dependent on the person asking the question's investing goal. You can't answer that question without having all the information, without knowing what their goal is. You know, is the goal to flip or hold? If the goal is to flip, what's the minimum profit they'd be willing to take? If the goal is to hold, what's the minimum ROI they'd accept? Is the goal quick money, or is it maximum money? These are very important questions. You need the answers to these questions. That they have to be asked and answered before the original question, is this a good deal, can be accurately answered. However, a quick analysis to determine a clear initial opinion of a good deal or a bad deal, that can be had by using a simple acronym that was taught to me years ago, CLEAR, C-L-E-A-R, and I still use it today. So C, for cash flow. Cash flow, that's the monthly income that's left over after all property expenses have been paid. In my opinion, an investor should never purchase a property unless they are prepared to hold on to it. I mean, if you find yourself having to hold on to a property, particularly one that you had intended to flip, the property should pay you while you do hold on to it. In other words, it should cash flow. So question number one is, will this property cash flow? If it won't, that would typically be my first indicator that this might not be a good deal. L is for leverage. Now, leverage sometimes gets a bad rap, but mostly from inexperienced investors. You know, leverage, it's important. It's very important as it enables you to use less of your own cash and purchase more property than you otherwise could without the leverage. And additionally, using leverage, your rate of return, your ROI, is positively and exponentially impacted through cash flow and appreciation. No money down, that's the ultimate leverage position and is very attractive for most investors, but it's not without its risk and should be approached with caution. Nonetheless, leverage will typically work in favor of the experienced and educated investor. So question number two is, how much can I leverage? And I'd say as long as the property cash flows, the more the better. But you know your situation better than I do. E is for equity. Now, equity is the difference between what a person owes on a property and what the property is worth, the fair market value. And when analyzing a property, equity can be perceived from multiple angles, such as you can look at the rezoning potential. There might be some equity there that you can create or access. Discounted price, fix-up potential, improved management potential. Equity can be created in multiple ways, but buying a property with the equity already built in, I think that's the best way. You know, distressed property owners and investors that need out of their property, those are my favorite sources for equity purchases. You see, one man's problem, that's another person's opportunity. Both win in this scenario. Now, A is for appreciation. And anticipating appreciation, that's a gamble. And many gamblers, investors, they do just that. They gamble. See, I'm very conservative and I hate to lose money. And there's probably no faster way in real estate to lose money than by ignoring the cash flow and equity rule and pushing in all your chips and betting on appreciation. I mean, if your property passes the cash flow and equity tests, just consider appreciation a bonus or icing on the cake. Be a smart investor and don't make appreciation your primary buying criteria. Now R is for risk. And what most people don't realize is that risk can be virtually eliminated from real estate investing by following these three rules. Rule number one, don't buy any property unless it cash flows, even if fix and flip is your strategy. Rule number two, know your state's real estate laws and write good purchase agreements with plenty of room for you to change your mind during escrow if something doesn't look right. Rule number three, build a strong team of experienced professionals to work with, specifically your CPA, rehab contractors, and property managers. Now keep in mind, no investment is risk-free, but by giving these three rules, these three areas of your real estate investing business, a great deal of your attention, real estate is one of it's the safest investment that I know. So get clear. Get clear on your investing opportunities and quickly distinguishing the good deals from the bad deals. That's going to be a snap. Okay? I'm Matt Theriault of Epic Real Estate, and this has been another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. See you next week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.